Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this. Don't miss the 4th annual Jorgensen Landon Cattle Angus Motherlode Sale Saturday, November 22nd, Ideal, South Dakota. For the first time, selling select bulls plus maternally focused Angus females backed by 10-plus generations of proven genetics. Details at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. The Motherlode Sale, the source for maternal Angus genetics.
Keller Broken Heart Ranch, a leader in Simmental and Simmangus genetics, invites you to their first annual Heart of the Herd Fall Elite Female Sale Wednesday, December 10th at the ranch in Mandan, North Dakota. Selling 86 registered bred heifers, 8 breed leading donors, and 12 elite young cows. Literally the absolute top of the herd. Bid and buy online at dvauction.com. Catalogs, videos, and sale information available at kbhrsimmental.com and ranchchannel.com. Don't miss this exciting Simmental and Simmangus event Wednesday, December 10th, Keller Broken Heart Ranch.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said in a recent television interview that concentration in the beef packing industry needs to be addressed, called Brazilian ownership a, quote, major issue in the sector, and suggested smaller processors produce healthier food. In a Fox News appearance earlier in the week, she discussed issues of ground beef prices, imports, and U.S. herd size. The host, Will Kane, asked the following question: is there something that needs to be done about the processors? This was Secretary Rollins' response. Quote, 100% yes. When you have 4 major processors, 2 owned by Brazilians, so half of that is not even American owned. You have a major issue when they are processing 85% of the beef in America. She said we need to decentralize, deregulate, invest in, and incentivize smaller processors. The U.S. Department of Agriculture did reveal a plan to fortify the American beef industry, strengthen ranches, rebuild capacity, and lower costs for consumers. Now, the plan announcement kind of comes on the heels of several attention-grabbing comments from President Trump. The USDA and beef plan includes USDA DOA grazing action plans, consumer transparency, and building demand alongside domestic supply. For a complete write-up on these plans and more details, head to the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com. And Representatives Harriet Hageman from Wyoming and Ro Khanna from California reintroduced the Country of Origin Labeling Enforcement Act of 2025 in the U.S. House of Representatives late last week. The legislation would restore mandatory country of origin labeling for beef. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap.